Blog Talk Radio. Souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light and Guidance, Healing and Guidance Hour. So I am usually not on Tuesdays, but you know, speaking with the angels, and they just told me that it was important for me to come on today as well as tomorrow. So if you are not able to catch the show today or you're not able to call in today, you can call in tomorrow as well. All right. So I hope everyone is having a wonderful week. We are preparing for the holidays. So Thanksgiving is coming up this week on Thursday. So as you are getting ready for it, you're getting ready to celebrate with your families, you know, I want to encourage all of us to take this time to, you know, not only, you know, prepare everything we need to prepare, but to really just focus on those things that we are truly thankful for as we really start into this holiday season. All right, so for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic healer, teacher, and coach, and an angelic channel. So welcome. And we're going to start off with the energy of this week, and I will repeat this probably tomorrow as well. So we have several archangels stepping forward for us for this week's energy, and we have Archangel Shamuel, we have Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Uriel to really help us this week when it comes to making choices. So that is the overall theme of this week, is about choices. And so you may be thinking, okay, yes, we have choices and we're always making choices. Yes. But this week, it's really going to be about focusing on those choices that are truly meant for you. So a lot of times we make choices for different reasons. So, you know, whether it's making a choice on a career or a job because we know it's going to give us that security, that safety that we need, knowing that we have income coming in. There's also choices that we make that have to do with, you know, making sure we're pleasing other people and that we're doing this for other people. And then there's also those choices that we make because we know that it's meant for us and that it is in our best interest, especially when it comes to setting the intentions that we make at the beginning of the month as well as with the new moon. So it's going to be important for us to really look at the choices that we have and ask ourselves, is this truly meant for me? Does this really make me happy to make this choice? Because it's going to help us with our purpose. It's going to help us to really move forward. And not just because it helps us to keep, or we know that it's going to keep us safe, or because, you know, we have other limiting beliefs that are, you know, really helping us to make that decision. So this week we have, you know, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel really showing us that power that we have in order to make those choices that is, you know, truly who it is that we are, you know, being our authentic selves. And when we make that choice, it makes us happy. It makes us feel truly good about that choice that we are making. So, you know, I this week is going to be a powerful week, especially, you know, with everything that's going on in this world. It can be hard to really know what it is choice is for us, but this is also why we set those intentions, you know, at the beginning of the month, as well as the new moon, to, you know, share with the divine what it is that we truly want, and also to share with ourselves. So when we write them down, when we, you know, just let the universe know what it is that we want to come into fruition in our lives this week, we are, you know, telling them, we're also showing ourselves what it is that we really want. And so when we do that, we are able to see what it is that we need to do in order to achieve those goals, in order to really move forward. And then the divine is able to give us those next steps on what it is that we need to see. All right. So if you are needing some guidance, if you would like to talk about the energy this week or what it is that has come in for you last week, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right, so before we move on to the topic, I'm going to take a few calls that we have. So let me see, we have here, let's take our first caller. Hello, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Hannah, sorry, Melissa, Arizona.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, hi, ma'am. So glad you're doing the show. Thank you so much. So I first want to start with any message for me. I have been improving myself. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And so Archangel Raphael is showing me that, you know, when it comes to, so we were just talking about choices. You know, that's the energy that's coming in this week. So it's going to be important for you to really look into those options that come in for you this week and to really trust in who it is that you are and what you know is going to be a choice that's truly meant for you, and not to make those choices out of because of the fears that come in, or you just want that comfort to, you know, stay in your comfort zone. So if, and you may already be getting these options for you right now, these decisions that you have to make right now. So it's really important for you to really feel into the energy of these options and to make those, make the decision that you know that is going to be right for you, and not just because of the limiting beliefs that come in. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I understand. I understand about that. I'd like to ask him if my pineal gland has cleared.
I do feel that for you, and I do see that it's still, there's still some stuff there that it has to do with trust. So that's why, you know, I do feel that for you. It's still not quite there as it needs to be. I do feel that you are working on it. But it's also important for you to really let go also. So not to be so focused on it, but to also then do those things that are creative, that you enjoy doing, so that you can give it time to really work. So you know, doing something creative, doing anything with music, you know, things that you enjoy doing so that you can really give that, give your third eye that practice. So does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I will, okay, I see it.
Okay.
Let me ask you, how about the manifesting, to manifest something?
To manifest.
Choices, trust, manifest, makes it, I cannot say it. I have an important question. So I thought about opening this business, and I got a little bit delayed because of this situation with money. And they're holding. It won't be till next year, maybe the beginning or February, maybe March. Is that a good time for me to focus on?
Well,
it's not December.
So when it comes to manifesting, and when it comes to abundance, manifesting is abundance. You have to remember. So when it comes to this, it's important for us to really trust, and trust is a big thing for you right now. And so I keep mentioning it. It's going to be an overall theme that's going to be for everything that comes in, the choices that you make, those things that you're trying to manifest. The abundance that we're meant for, it's important for you to really trust that the divine is going to provide you those things that you truly need. But it's important for you to not to focus on that, but focus on what it is that your next steps are, so that the divine can work in you, and that all that you're meant for when it comes to the abundance is going to be there for you. But there are these blocks when it comes to trust, and when it comes to also letting go, that is blocking that from coming towards you. So it's important for you not to focus on money and that abundance, but to focus on what it is that you're truly meant to do when it comes to your purpose, when it comes to what it is your next steps are, when you set those intentions on what it is that you want to do, when it comes to what you want to come into fruition in your life for this month, for next year. So focusing on doing those things that you're really meant to do. So just focus on that. Everything else will come together. Everything else will, it's going to be presented to you. All those resources that you need, everything that you are wanting to come in when it comes to finances and things like that, but it's important for you to really next steps, and it's going to be some things that are outside of your comfort zone. So to trust that the divine is going to show you what those next steps are and to take that step in order for you to reach those goals, to be able to do those things that you're really meant to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That sounds beautiful. That sounds so nice. I really appreciate all this.
You're welcome. Was there anything else that you wanted to share? Anything that's been going on with you?
Yes. I had a vision yesterday, and it was the sun. I saw the sun, and then I did see an angel. I'm trying to pick it up. I think it was Gabrielle. It was a vision I saw yesterday. It was so beautiful. It was the sun, so bright, and the angel, I saw the wings, was standing. It wasn't Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was, I think it was Gabrielle. I don't know, is there a message? Was it Gabrielle?
What else?
Or, I don't think it was.
Mm-hmm. What else did you notice?
He turned around and looked at me, and then I saw the light getting brighter. Then there was another mm-hmm. light on the angel was on the right, and then there was another light on the left by the sun. And the clothing was white, and I had purple and blue, and long blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, long blonde hair and big wings.
So when you saw that vision, when you saw the angel, what is it that came into your mind? Now, this is where the trust comes in, trusting your instincts come in. So, you know, you don't have to share with me, but as you're going through the day and as you're writing about this, I want to, you know, have you write about this in your journal. And as you're writing, what is it that comes to mind as you're writing this? Because this is going to be part of that message that comes in for you. And also, I want you to know that even though you saw one angel, it actually is a combination of more than one. And so it's going to be important for you to really just put that in the back of your mind. It's not just one angel that is stepping forward for you, but to know that there are a few angels, including your guardian angel, that are stepping forward for you for a message. And so, you know, think about what it is that you saw and what comes into your mind quickly that is going to be a message for you. And as you keep doing this, and this is part of that, your third eye that's working, that is going to help you. And as you do this, you know, daily when it comes to journaling and what it is that you see and the aha moments that come in, you're practicing your third eye. You're really helping it to open up, and you're helping your gifts to really expand also. Okay?
Oh, okay. I came in my brain. I was in front of the Creator with them.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got the message came in my brain cells. Yes, because it was a bright white light coming out of the sun. And then I remember now there was a shadow of other, I couldn't really tell, but I remember, I'm starting to, oh my gosh, are you so right? Oh my God, I'm exercising my brain.
So write those down and, you know, do some journaling and then let it go. You know, once you're done, you know, writing down those things and, you know, put the journal aside and go about your day. And what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of things come in for you when it comes to messages. Why is it that you saw those things? And that's going to start to really come in. So, you know, trust in what comes in. If you have this aha moment, this light bulb moment that comes in, know that it's a message for you. And then, you know, write it down so that, you know, you don't forget. And then as you keep doing this, as you keep writing about what it is that you see, you're really practicing your gift. You're really, you know, opening up to your gifts, and there's going to be more and more that comes in for you, okay?
Yes, I will continue to do that. It is the beginning of what is to come for me. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It was a revelation. Oh my gosh! The word just came to my mind.
Wonderful.
Oh my gosh! May I ask you? What guardian angel is in front of you?
Well, you have several. You have to remember, everyone has their own guardian angels, and you can have more than one. So you're going to, you know, as you keep doing this practice, you can also, don't forget, you can communicate with them as well. So you can find out who your guardian angels are. You can find out who it is that you're seeing. And so if you keep practicing, you're going to be able to find these out.
I will. I have a homework to do for myself. I'm excited.
But also remember to do those things that you love to do as well. Because when we're, you know, constantly trying to heal and, you know, so focused on, you know, doing one thing, our mind starts to go into the ego. And so we don't really want to go there, but we want to just let the divine work. So it's also important for you to raise your vibration by doing those things that you love to do, doing something that's creative. And because you're able to really see, you are very clairvoyant, you know, taking the time to do some painting or drawing, coloring, you know, those things are, you know, coloring what it is that you see. You saw the sun. So draw that, you know, color that. And then see where that takes you. And it's going to help you to really, you know, recharge and renew your energy so that you can continue to really see what it is that you need to see. Okay?
That is beautiful. I just found a new hobby. I really appreciate that.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. I will be back on tomorrow, too. So if there's anything else, you know, you can always reach out to me tomorrow. All right?
Yes, thank you so much. And may God bless you and all your wishes. Thank you so much for your beautiful information.
You are very welcome. Thank you for calling in. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. And also, you know, if you are just tuning in, if you'd like some guidance, if you'd like to receive some messages, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. Let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Kimberly, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
Well, I just like some regular guidance, messages from spirit or the angels.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you. And as you probably know, you know, Archangel Samuel is all about self-love as well as unconditional love. And so he's stepping forward for you in a big way this week because he's showing me that he's there to truly comfort you during this time, but also to help you to understand that with your love, you have this tremendous amount of power. So when it comes to Archangel Samuel, when he comes in as well, he comes in with this power of love. And right now I'm feeling it, and it feels amazing. So whenever you call on him, you can call him and just feel into the energy that he brings. And so so he's bringing you this energy of love so that you can really feel that security and that safety and knowing that you are truly loved, that you have the divine behind you. You have your loved ones, whether they're here or their past, they're always there for you. And to know that you are never alone. So this week I want to encourage you to really feel into that. Was there anything else that you wanted to share on top of that?
Well, the way you're going, you know, this is Thanksgiving week. And I am just getting over, I won't say getting over, processing the passing of my aunt. My mom passed first 10 years ago, but my aunt passed suddenly, and she was always the person that bring everybody together for the holidays. And unfortunately, it's different. And I'm, I guess more than anything, just trying to navigate. So you're on, you're really, really on point, spot on with that.
Okay. So, yeah, that's why, you know, they're really, Archangel Shamuel is really stepping in for you with his energy because of all that you've been through. And also now with the pandemic, you know, things look so different now. You know, and so this is going to be a year for you to really create those traditions, you know, traditions that you've grown up with, but have it created so that it's yours. So, you know, still, you know, celebrating your family, but making it yours so that you can bring it into years ahead that's coming in the future, and to, you know, to celebrate them. You know, don't be afraid to celebrate them, and know that they are with you, and know that they're, you know, they're providing you that comfort, being there for you, and really looking up for you. So they do see everything that you're going through, the emotions that you're going through, and so knowing that they're there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. But, yeah, to, you know, really, you know, take these holidays and, you know, on top of celebrating them and doing those traditions that you used to do with them, to really make it your own as well. Okay?
Okay.
Was there anything else that, any other questions?
I have a question. I've been thinking about lately maybe doing something creative to create another stream of income. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, should I be doing that now, or should I just be focusing on getting into school?
So when it comes, it's never a bad thing to do other things on top of what it is that you're really meant to do. Right now, what I do see for you is to focus on other things that you love to do. I do hear writing for you. So is that something that you do?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So focus on that, because what I see is writing is going to be not just a hobby for you. So it's going to be not only a hobby or a therapeutic, but it's going to be, you can see it as a source of income for you as well. Okay? So keep writing. Keep writing those things that really draw you, and those things that really come out of you as well. You know, so whether it's poems, whether it is any way that you express yourself, to put it in writing, and then also to share those lessons that come with it as you are expressing yourself, as you, you know, write the stories, to write those lessons behind it. Do you write in stories, or do you write in poems?
I write, well, I have a book of poetry that I've written, and I haven't written poetry in months. And then I started writing a children's story that actually has a lesson behind it, but I haven't finished it.
That's wonderful. Keep doing that, because those those are necessary, especially when it comes to children and the lessons that they need to know, learn. It's going to be very important for you to do that. And it's not just to help others, but it's going to be very therapeutic for you as you really, really bring it out, okay?
Okay.
And okay. I do see that it can be a source of income for you. So, you know, keep writing, keep practicing. Also, I would say do some drawing, too, especially if you're doing children's stories to, you know, just get really creative with it. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds wonderful. Anything else that you needed to share or?
No, I just thank you for allowing that the angels to, you know, come and you channel them. I appreciate it. I'm grateful for that.
You are very welcome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. If there's anything else, I will be back on tomorrow. Yeah, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Okay, you too, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So before I take our next caller, if you are listening, if you're just joining in, if you'd like some guidance from the Archangels, if you'd like to share what it is that you've been learning, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So let's take our next caller. We have area code 510. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Camille in Oregon.
Hi, Camille. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah.
So you are very welcome. So how can I help you today?
I'm just curious about my relationship with a man called Mason. Any insights that you and your creative team can give to me would be greatly appreciated.
So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Samuel and Archangel Uriel. So they're all stepping forward for you, and this has to do with your own power. And this is going to then spill, that this also spills out into relationships and your love life. And so what I'm being shown is that there are some things from your childhood that you've picked up from parents and other adults that are limiting beliefs that kind of have affected you over the years that spill into your relationships. That is so it's like a common denominator that is affecting your relationships. And so have you been in other relationships before, Mason?
Yes.
Okay. And so what Archangel Raphael wants to help you with is to see what it is that's really affecting you from your childhood that needs to be healed and released. So there have what I'm seeing is there have been some things coming up for you that have been triggering you recently. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So when we have triggers, it's important for us to look at them because that means if we're triggered, that means it needs to be healed. And so you know, I want to encourage you to do some journaling around this and doing some meditating on why is this particular thing triggering you. And it's going to take you back to your childhood and what it is that people have told you in the past and what they told you that you are not. So we have to remember that we are capable of doing anything that we truly want to do. But then there are times when adults inadvertently tell us we're not able to do something or we're not good enough in some way. But it's really important for us to see and remember that we, in the eyes of the divine, we were created to be perfect souls, and we were created to be able to do anything that we truly want to do. So that theme is going to be coming in for you that needs to be healed, that needs to be let go of. And so to look into that, when has these times come for you where you were told that you couldn't do something or you weren't good enough in some way? And that's then going to help you to be able to see and remind yourself that all those times when you've been told that you weren't good enough in some way, it's going to be able to help you to switch that mindset and see that it wasn't about you that when people have said that to you, but it's because of their own insecurities and their own healings that they need to do. And so I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Okay. So
yeah.
When it comes to this relationship that you're in, there is some things coming in when it has to do with, you know, the feeling of not being good enough or that you're not able to do something. And so to look at that and then being able to say, no, I am created so that I can do those things that I truly want to do. And there's no one who can tell me that I can't do it because, you know, I was created to be able to do those things that I'm truly passionate about and that you know, that really makes you who it is that you are. So, you know, to really see that and then be able to change your mindset with that. And, you know, if there's someone who tells you that you can't do something, to know that if that is something that you truly want to do, you can do it, and you are more than good enough to be able to do it.
Interesting.
Okay. Did you have any other questions or anything to add to that?
Well, I had to erect some boundaries. Because it was necessary. I set some healthy boundaries. And the person appears to be respecting those boundaries. But now my question is, will we reconcile?
Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeing is, as you do this work on yourself, as you bring that power back to yourself, there's going to be a shift, and that always happens whenever we work on ourselves and we better ourselves and realize who it is that we truly are. And so there are going to be, you know, people that fall away, and there's going to then also be people that are brought into your life to match your energy and your vibration at that point. So
right.
To know that everything is going to, you're going to be brought to the right people at the right time, and that's what always happens. So it's just sometimes we don't realize that when we do switch our energies. So you know, I do kind of see, you know, some people following away for you, but also I do see other people coming into your life when you do this work, so that they can help you, but also to help them as well. So, you know, whenever it comes to relationships, it's both ways when we learn and we teach. So,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want you to just be aware of that as you're doing this healing work and to, as you are really gaining that power back. And I do see for you next year, you're going to, you're going to have all this power where you're going to be able to teach, you're going to be able to share those lessons that you've learned, and it's really going to be helping a lot of people along the way.
Hmm. Oh, that's good. That's really good. Yeah. Yeah.
So
okay,
was there
well,
anything
I guess
else?
I can't. I guess there's nothing. I mean, I can see where this scenario, this person, does trigger old stuff. There's a lot going on there. So does this person play a significant role in my romantic, I guess, future?
Yes. So,
the bigger picture? Okay.
So those things that you're seeing when it comes to triggers, they're showing you these triggers so that you can work on yourself, so that you can heal them and let them go, so you can move on to another relationship, and it's going to be one that's really going to it's going to be a powerful one for you. And one that's really meant for you. So, you know, whenever it comes to people and situations and experiences, we're always learning. We're always being taught something. And so, you know, this is a stepping stone for you when it comes to this relationship to be able to see who it is that you truly are so that you're meant for those people that are coming your way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. You are very welcome.
Yeah.
I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you,
you
so
too.
Much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So if you're listening, if you'd like some guidance, if you'd like to share anything that has been going on with you, please give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on the keypad to be live on air with me. All right, so we are past the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to go ahead and share what it is that's coming up on Psychic Talk. So you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming and you'll be able to see all the shows that are coming up on our network. So tomorrow, like I had mentioned, tomorrow I will be back for my normal show. Today I was really drawn to do this show in addition. So if you are listening or if you weren't able to listen live and have time tomorrow, I will be back the day before Thanksgiving too. If you'd like some guidance or if you'd like to just share what it is that has been coming in for you, the lessons that you've been learning, just want some guidance from the Archangels, please be sure to give me a call tomorrow at the same time. Also then on Thursday, you know, it's Thanksgiving, so we won't have any shows then. And on, let's see here. We have on Friday, the doctors are in with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, and they'll be in to talk about Black Friday. So be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, Tarot Today Radio is back with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, and they'll be talking about what now post-elections psychic spend. So be sure to tune in with them, and they'll also be doing open lines and mini readings, so be sure to tune in with them. All right, and just like I had mentioned, I will be back tomorrow, so if you'd like some guidance or you'd like to talk about the topic, be sure to join us tomorrow. All right, so today's topic is on you are capable of doing anything that you truly want to do. So we had a few callers today when it comes to that. And so, you know, we have to remember that the divine is, you know, we're created in the divine, and we talked about that last week. And so when it comes to being created in the image of the divine, they have brought us here so that we can do those things that we are truly passionate about, and we can do those things that we're truly meant to do. We have those passions. We have those desires within us, that's within our souls, because it's meant for us to step into and do those things to not only help our families, not only to help ourselves, but to help all those around us that we're meant to help. And when we do those things that we're meant to do, we attract those people that we are meant to help. And we then also, not only do we attract those people that we're meant to help, but we also do attract those people that are meant to help us through the journey of doing those things that we're truly meant to do and really stepping into our purpose. And so, you know, and all those around us, you know, whether it's you just happen to listen to me or someone else from our network or anyone else, whether it's on TV or anything else that was really drawn to you, it's because there are lessons that we're meant to learn. There are messages for us that we're meant to pick up and then to take those lessons and to apply them and to be able to really see that the divine is working through others so that we can do those things that we're truly meant to do. So when it comes to this life, you know, this human life, we're always learning, we're always growing, you know, from other people, from the things that we hear, wherever that may be, those things that we encounter, the experiences and the struggles that happen, we're always learning and we're always growing. But a lot of times, especially if we're not awakened to it, if we're not aware of the fact that it's always a lesson for us, we miss that. And then we just go through life, you know, the way that we've been going through without really being able to take that time to see that everything that we do, everything that we encounter, everything that we hear, they're really meant for us to learn from. So that's why a lot of times, you know, if I mentioned when you do some journaling or when you see certain signs, if there are those aha moments, those are messages for you saying, hey, you know, this is meant for you. So that's why you have that light bulb moment or you have that aha moment. And then it's meant for us to then take action on them. What is it that divine wants you to do? And it's always going to be these small steps that we're meant to take in order to be able to really do those things that we're truly meant to do. You know, whether it is the divine telling you, okay, it's time for you to do some writing, okay, because there is a bigger purpose for you. Or it's time to do some drawing, or it's time to listen to some music or make music or create this business. But it's not going to be a huge step that they want you to take at once, because they know, the divine knows, that if they expected you to do this big thing, that it's going, our fears, our humanness, with those fears and doubts are going to come in, the limiting beliefs are going to come in, that's going to keep us from being able to take that next step. So they're always showing us in small ways what it is that we can do in order to be closer to our goals in order to really be able to take those steps to, you know, really do those things that we're meant to do when it comes to our purpose. So really important for us to know that we have those passions and desires because they want us to be able to step into it. And a lot of times when it comes to growing up, we are taught from other people that we're not good enough, or we can't do something. And many times it's unintentional that they're teaching us this. But we have to remember that, we can do anything that we truly want to, that are something that's really within us that we know that we're meant to do. And that's why we have those passions. And that's why we have those desires, because they're indicators for us to let us know that that is meant for us. That is meant for us to step into and to do that as part of our purpose. And we all here on this earth have a purpose. We're all meant to do certain things to help others, help ourselves, and help this world in some way. We're all part of this union, this oneness, and we have to play our part to really help others to play their parts, and that's how it really spreads, that love and light. When we help others to understand who it is that they are, we're sharing that love. We're really shining out that light so that others can see that they too have that purpose and that they're also aware of those lessons that they're meant to learn and what it is that they're truly meant to do. So what is that for you? How are you meant to shine that light that you have within you? How are you meant to share that love that you have within you? And many times I hear, okay, I know I'm meant to share my love and light, but I don't know how to do that. The way you do that is really doing those things that you are truly meant to do. So whether it is teaching children, whether it is teaching your own children, and that's where it starts, or whether it is creating that business because there are going to be people who need the products that you're meant to sell, or they need the services that you're meant to, really bring out, because you have those gifts and those gifts were meant to use. So what is it that you are meant to share with others so that you can help others to share their own gifts and their own passions and desires with other people? So to know that we are first created in the image of the divine, and in that, because of that, we are meant to do those things that we truly desire to do, that we are truly passionate about. And it doesn't matter what that is, but what matters is you going after it and doing it, taking that step to really move forward. And yes, your ego mind is going to say, I can't do that. I'm not capable of doing that. I don't have the resources to do that. I don't have the finances to do that, the income to do that. But to know that because you are meant to do certain things, that when you show the universe, when you show the divine that you are ready to take that step, and by taking that step, trusting and having that faith, that's showing them, but also that also opens up to the abundance that you are meant for. And we have to remember that we are meant for abundance. We are all meant for the abundance that's there. But it's important for us to really take that step in trusting and stepping out of our comfort zones. And also, this year has been a huge year when it came to stepping out of our comfort zones, you know, with all that happened this year. And so, and just looking back on the past few months, how is it that you were, you know, you were forced to really step out of your comfort zones, and then being able to say, hey, you know, I was able to step out of my comfort zone. So I know I can do this. I know I can do those things that the divine is showing me so that I can step into my purpose and live that life that you were meant to live. And when we do, we live in that, in who it is that you truly are, and live in that happiness and joy that we're meant to live. And it really helps us to be open to all that is meant for us, that abundance and those things that we want to manifest and that we want to come into fruition. That's when we truly open up to all of that. But it's about understanding that we are more than capable of doing anything that we truly want to do. Doesn't matter what people have told you when you were a child, saying that you couldn't do something and you were meant to do this. They don't know that because they're not you. You know what it is that you're truly meant to do. And it's because of those passions and those desires that are indicators for you on what it is that you, and what it is that you truly long to do in order to really step into it. So, and I had mentioned with our last caller that, you know, adults, we unintentionally say things that make us feel as if we're not good enough in some way, or we're not meant to do something. But also, we have to remember when it comes to people telling us these things, these limiting beliefs, it's also because of their own fears and doubts and their own limiting beliefs. So we have to remember that the divine has created us because we are perfect souls, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. But we are truly meant to do those things that we are passionate about. And because of that, we can do anything that we truly want to do. All right, so we are at the top of the hour, so I'm going to do a quick meditation before we go. So if you're able to, if you are at home or in a space where you can sit comfortably, close your eyes, and just be able to meditate a little bit, I want to encourage you to do that. So find a space that is comfortable for you, and then just sit down and close your eyes, and then take a few deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And now I want to encourage you to take your hands and put it over your heart. And this is going to take our mind to our heart space. And as we do this, to keep breathing, take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as we breathe out, we're going to be breathing out all the old stuff, all the old energy that's within us. So just breathe it out. And as we're in this heart, in our heart space, to create an atmosphere that is comforting to you, that is peaceful to you. Any images that come to your mind that helps you to feel still, helps you to feel at peace. So whether it is a body of water, whether it's some plants or flowers or trees, or the way your space looks when it comes to colors, any animals that make you feel very comfortable and at peace. And once you have that, to imagine a door that is in your heart space, an open door, and this door is going to be to invite your angels and guides, as well as archangels. So we have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Samuel, Archangel Jophiel. And they're all going to be surrounded right around you and your energy. And what they're going to do is send you their energy, their loving, their vibrant energy, all towards you and towards your heart. And they're going to help you to expand your heart chakra. So it's going to expand into your heart space as well as to expand in your physical space. So it's going to be coming outside of your body and to fill the space that you're in. And then what is going to happen is with this energy that they bring, it's going to draw out all of this old energy. So the archangels are drawing out all this old energy, and this old energy is going to be brought to this cloud that's right above you. And then this cloud is going to transmute, and it's going to transform the old energy into divine love and light energy that comes back down. And it's going to be like rain that comes down. And it's going to fill those spaces within your heart chakra that where your old energy was. And this is going to help to renew your energy and to help you to fill your energetic cup. So I want you to take a few deep breaths. And as you take these deep breaths to really feel into the energy that the archangels bring, but also to listen for those messages that they want to show you. So keep taking those breaths in through your nose, and then as you blow out through your mouth, to just see all the old energy just expelled from your body. And just keep breathing in and breathing out. Now the archangels are going to help you to contract your heart chakra energy. And we're going to have source energy come in, just like this rainbow that comes in through your crown chakra. And it's going to go through each of your chakras, so from your crown to your third eye, to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your sacral, and to your root chakra. It's going to help cleanse your chakras. And then source energy is going to come out through your feet and then be spread around you, spreading out. Now the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy, so from your root chakra all the way to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white column of light. It goes all the way down. And then what comes up is this green and yellow orb of energy that comes back up and up through your feet, and filling your whole body with this light. And then it's going to come back up to your crown chakra. It's going to spill over, just like a fountain of water. And then spill onto the ground where it spreads out to others and the world around you. And Archangel Michael is going to take his navy cloak and wrap us in his cloak, so from our crown chakra all the way down to our roots and to our feet. And this is going to help integrate the energy that we felt, the messages that we've heard today, as well as to protect your energy. So now the archangels are going to step back. So when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body. And you can open up your eyes. So welcome back. And you can do this meditation over as you need to. If you are just needing some time to just meditate, but just need some ideas, you can go back to this meditation. But, you know, I hope that meditation has really helped you to really be grounded, but also to understand, see, and hear those messages that are meant for you. So thank you all for joining me today. And for those who won't be able to listen tomorrow, I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving for those who are in the States. And I know Thanksgiving is going to look a little bit different this year for many of us. But you know, I hope that you're able to enjoy it, but also be thankful for all that you have and all that you've been through. And also, not to forget to be thankful for you. You know, a lot of times we are thankful for others and we're thankful for all that we have and those experiences that we experience, but also to be thankful for you. So, sending you all lots of love and light. I will be back tomorrow for more guidance if you like. We are also going to be talking about you are, and that is going to be perfect just the way you are. So be sure to tune in for that. And if you'd like to share anything else that you've been learning, that you have been, how it is that you've been growing, I would love to hear from you. So sending you all lots of love and light, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.